Today's Amud of Mishnah Brura is Zayin Amud Beis, continuing in Siman Gimel with Se'if Ches. The Mechaber continues to talk about various bathroom etiquette laws. He starts in Se'if Ches. Kishenifne basod, if a person has to defecate out in the field, imhu achorei hagadir, if he's behind a fence or some sort of a wall, yifon miyad, he doesn't have to distance himself further, but he's permitted to go to the bathroom right there. The Mishnah Brura explains, Doha'in chaveroo es perua, because his friend will not see him unclothed, he won't see his behind revealed because he's behind the wall. V'chein b'chotzer achari kosel abayis, the Mishnah Brura adds as well, this would apply to a yard that's behind the wall of the house. The afal pishe chaveroo shomea kol itusho shalomotu. Again, the Mishnah Brura deals with very delicate subjects here. But that is halacha, that even though a person might hear you going to the bathroom and they hear the flatulence or the gas that comes out of a person, ein bekach klum, that's not a problem from a halachic point of view. The only problem would be from an embarrassment point of view. Shebahashmas kol itush shlamata, ein bo isim ishim tznias. This is not a tznias problem. Albeit eloshi cherpo bushel neodam, but it's an embarrassment problem. Umish eno makpid, eno makpid. And if somebody doesn't have a choice, or he's not embarrassed by it, so then that's not a halachic issue, then it's a personal choice type of an issue, and this isn't a halacha of modesty, and therefore a person could go as long as he's not visible. The Mechaber continues and says, in a valley, ubabiko yisrachik ad mokum shlo yuchol chaveru leros peruo. If he's out in an open area and there is no wall there, so he should distance himself far enough that one cannot see his nakedness when he reveals himself to go to defecate. The Mishnah Brura says this is both from the front or from the back. And the afal pishe roes gufo, even though he's visible out there in the distance, the shomea kol itusho shalo, and even if it's sounds that are coming from him are audible to the person, nevertheless, from the halachos of tznius shari, this would be permissible from a halachic point of view. Sif test, the Mechaber writes, lo yeshev b'mehera ubechozik. Person, when he does go to sit down to defecate, should not do so immediately and with strength, because v'lo yanos, and he shouldn't strain himself, lidchok atzmo yosir midai. All of these, the reasons are, shelo yinatek shine hakakashta. They're all for health reasons. A person who does any of these activities that could be somewhat dangerous to the musculature of the anus or the rectum, and he could tear them or he could strain them, so therefore the Mechaber cautions against this activity. We know today, actually, in modern medical science, that besides the straining that can hurt the actual rectal area, there are other potential medical injuries that can result from very severe straining. And it is, again, wise for a person to be aware of things that might be dangerous and how to protect oneself from them. Se'if Yud. Lo yikaneach biyad yomin. This sif is a very important sif for which there's a tremendous amount of halacha. And the Mechaber writes that one should not wipe oneself with one's right hand. What is the reason behind this? The Mishnah Brura fills us in and he says, "Mipnei shekosher bo tefillin al zroa hasmoli." Because with the right hand, most people, about 90-95% of the population are righties, so most people put their tefillin on their left hand. So with your right hand, you'll tie the tefillin onto your left arm. And therefore, the right hand should not be used in a fashion that is less than holy, and therefore one should try to wipe oneself, the Mechaber says, with your left hand, which doesn't tie the tefillin onto the right hand. That is not the only reason, and the Mishnah Brura brings down there are many other reasons, and he tells us, ayin b'gemara, go look in the Gemara in Brachos where this is discussed. So, in the Gemara in Brachos, one can see this in Dirshu footnote number 10, Rashi comments that another reason for not wiping with your right hand, shetam ha-dovahu mishum sha-torah nitno biyomin, that we have a concept that the Torah was given with the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, of course, an anthropomorphism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any body, but we use this description of the right hand, and therefore it would be improper to wipe oneself with one's right hand, which is kineged, which is representative of, so to say, the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us the Torah. Alternatively, another reason the Gemara brings down is because a person puts his food into his mouth using his dominant hand, his right hand, and this would be a danger. It is interesting that, of course, from a medical perspective, this is a very important cause of illness in the third world, where hygiene may not be practiced as well, but it can be an important cause even in a civilized modern country. The person doesn't wash his hands, it can be dangerous. So the Gemara clearly understood the principles of infection control, as demonstrated by many such Gemaras, and therefore, when one wipes oneself with one right hand, and if one doesn't clean himself properly, then he would be essentially facilitating the transfer of bacteria from his hand to his mouth. So that's another reason not to use the right hand, again, for a righty. Or another reason that the Gemara gives, Mishum Shemarim Biyad Zes Tamei HaTorah. When a person is reading from the Torah, he will use his right hand to point to the place in the Sefer Torah, and therefore it's inappropriate for that hand to be used to wipe oneself. The Levushi Asrod asks an interesting question. While the right hand ties the tefillin onto the left hand, but the left hand is the one that's wearing the tefillin, how come that isn't the problem? So a simple answer is given, that the right hand is what ties the tefillin, but most of the tefillin are worn on the left arm, on the upper arm, the biceps, as well as on the forearm. And only the middle index finger of the person's left hand really has the tefillin on it. That's why some bring down that when one wipes with the left hand, one should not use the middle finger if at all possible. Before we go further, I will point out that there is a lot of discussion in this, and please stay tuned to the rest of this year to find out what the halacha lamaisa is according to many poskim. Does this halacha extend to other uses of the right hand for demeaning types of activities? The Beis Yosef brings down in the name of the Nemuke Yosef that it doesn't. And for example, one would be permitted to dislodge the last drops of urine using the right hand, and as well, one would be permitted to kill a louse or another insect with one's right hand. In regards to other types of demeaning activities, for example, to move feces or to take out the garbage or something like that, the Afiki Maginim brings down that we are not stringent in this. Lo asu chazal el kinuach. It's only in regards to wiping specifically that this idea of not using the right hand applies. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that one should not use the middle finger. I think I mistakenly said the index finger before, the middle finger of the left hand, to wipe oneself, because that has the ritzua of the tefillin wrapped around it. Famous discussion occurs with a lefty. What about a person whose left hand is their dominant hand? About 5% of the population are lefties. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a lefty, iter yad, shekol inyonov ose b'smol, he does everything with his left hand. So that person, mikaneach b'smol didei, he should use his, quote, weaker hand, his left hand, shuyomin shel kol adam, which is the right hand of everybody else. The Taz explains why this is so. There are three reasons that we brought down why the lefty should be using his right hand to wipe himself, because his left hand is the hand that will be going into his mouth. So therefore, that reasoning applies here. He ties the tefillin with his left hand onto his right hand. And likewise, he points with his left hand in the Torah. So for all of these reasons, by him, his left hand is the dominant hand, and therefore he should use the right hand to wipe himself. Where it gets very tricky in halacha, especially in regards to which hand to put on tefillin, is when a person is not fully dominant with either one hand or the other. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, if he writes with his left hand, but does everything else with his right hand, that is a very controversial point in halacha. The Bir Halacha has a long discussion on this, and we will not have the ability or time to go into that in great depth. This becomes extremely important for a bar mitzvah boy in deciding which hand he should be wearing his tefillin on, and a major posek should be discussed if the situation is more complex. The Shari Tshuva brings down in the name of the Maru Ketzia that for a woman, the same thing applies, because even though she's not wearing tefillin, the putting her finger into her mouth and pointing if she were to be reading from a sefer apply to her as well. So therefore, he says that women should be machmir as well. However, others disagree, and the Machzik Bracha says that ein lahachmir aleha, we don't have to be strict with her. After all is said and done, what is the real practical halacha today in regards to wiping oneself after one defecates? The Piskei Tshuva brings down that we wipe ourselves with paper nowadays, which is quite different what they did in those days, as we will see in the next sif or two in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, lekamo migdolei haposkim, and he brings down a very impressive list of latter-day poskim, rashayim lekaneach b'chol yad shenoach lo u'b'chol ho'etzbos. Person is permitted to wipe oneself with whichever way, which whatever hands, which whatever fingers will entail wiping oneself best. Ubevadai sheyesh lismoch al divrayim. And he brings down from the Likutei Mariach and the Tzitz Eliezer and others that one should absolutely follow this. Why? Because if one doesn't wipe oneself carefully, one will actually be transgressing a much greater sin of davening or learning when one has waste material either visible or around the rectal anal area or on one's clothing. And afilu bidieved, choser mispalu mivarech, your tefillah is not considered appropriate and you have to re-daven. And therefore, based upon this, when one uses the bathroom nowadays with our better facilities and with our toilet paper, we can rely upon this opinion. And that segues beautifully into the next sif of Shulchan Aruch Yud Aleph. Lo yikaneach becheres, a person shouldn't wipe oneself with shards of pottery, mishum kshofim, because this could lead to witchcraft. In those days, as we had already discussed and mentioned, there were grave concerns with demons, shadim, and witchcraft, which has a real power to it, although we do not understand it at all ourselves nowadays. This is true, the Mishnah Berurah adds, even if it's a smooth shard of pottery, which won't entail hurting oneself. Then, v'lo ba'sovim yiveishim, one shouldn't use dry grasses. Shamakaneach bedover sha'or sholet bo, shinov ha'tachtonus noshos. Again, this is a metaphysical danger over here, using something that is flammable, that one could cause damage to oneself. The Mishnah Berurah adds that nowadays, this still remains true if it's going to entail possibly cutting oneself if one uses a sharp blade of grass or something like that. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah writes that one should never use something that potentially could cut the soft tissues or the musculature of the anal rectal area, and one should be very careful with this. The Mechaber then brings down a very strange halacha to us, Baruch Hashem, in our modern times. The Mechaber says, "V'lo b'tzror shekinach bo chavero." Don't reuse a rock that another person had used to wipe himself. This leads to some sort of a hemorrhoidal problem. I always tell my Talmidim, when a person says the bracha every morning of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki, think about the difference that we live today, Baruch Hashem, from a hygiene point of view compared to years ago, where the Mechaber and the Gemara and the earlier poskim have to deal with whether one can reuse tissue paper, essentially, toilet paper, or rocks or shards. And Baruch Hashem, today, from our hygiene point of view, and Baruch Hashem, from the luxury that we live in, these are halachos that are usually not applicable. We truly give praise to Hashem, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. You have taken care of all of our needs. The Ramah adds, V'achshav shebatei kiso shalonu enon basode noagu lekaneach becheres, v'chei noagu lekaneach bedover shor sholipo. Nowadays, the concerns that they had previously regards to kshofim, from flammable items or from shards of pottery, are no longer applicable. V'eino mazik, they don't damage us. Upuk chazim ayam adibar, and look and see what people do. And this, of course, is the heter for us to use toilet paper, which certainly is flammable, but it doesn't cause any metaphysical problems nowadays, and certainly is much more safe than the other choices that are described in the Gemara and by the Mechaber. Sif Yud Beis, Yipone Bitsnius Balayla Kamo Bayom. At night, when it's dark outside, a person still has to maintain the same modesty in going to the bathroom as he does during the daytime. The Mishnah Berurah comments and reminds us that a person shouldn't reveal himself more than necessary even at night when it's dark. Why? Because God has night vision. God doesn't distinguish between day and night in terms of what he can see. And therefore, a person has to be aware that even if they're in the privacy of the bathroom, there still are halachos of tznius that apply. However, practically, one doesn't have to move so far away from the civilized area that he was in to go out into the fields or into the woods because people will not be able to see him. The Mishnah Berurah adds that when one urinates, one should make sure to urinate in private, but under duress, one would even halachically be allowed to urinate in front of someone else because of the danger in withholding one's urine from coming out. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Hagosh Rabbi Kiva Eger, B'shem HaSefer Chasidim, very important practical halacha for today. Kishiyotzi mibeis hakisa yira hamokum shiyoshav alav shlo yetinofes. A person should make sure he cleans the bathroom area after he's done using it. Shema yovo chaveru pisom of a lila v'yeshiva love, because a friend may come there in a rush or at nighttime when it's not so clear to see, and he may unfortunately touch your waist or be disgusted by your waist. So a person should clean up the bathroom after he goes. A very important idea, both for tznius as well as for kavod abrios and consideration for somebody else. V'yohavtu l'reach o kamocha. This is such an important idea that the Mishnah Berurah reiterates it a short while later when he writes, Yizar shelo yeh b'mkom hiluch bnei adam. If a person does go in a more public area to the bathroom, he should make sure that it's not where people will walk. Kidei shel yitanfu bnei adam ayodo, that nobody should get dirty and therefore disgusted by his waste. These laws of bathroom etiquette have tremendous importance in halacha, even if some of them are not as applicable based upon some of the reasons that we gave today. And they're important to learn, and they're important to understand the reasons behind them. Sif Yud Gimel is still on this amud, but we'll leave this in Yirtz Hashem for tomorrow. These are very important halachos, and it is important to learn them.